from the mirror. Mum forced to use food banks to feed her 8 children after her benefits are cut. This is in the UK. Big shocker. What? 8 fucking kids. A single mom with 8 kids. Anybody out there going to tell me I should still be fucking feeling sorry for, feeling sympathy for single moms? What the fuck is wrong with you? 8 kids out of wedlock. Not 1, not 2, not 3, not 4, not 5, not 6, not 7, but 8. Yeah, that's a lot of accidents. That's like arguing that fucking terrorist attack in Waukesha was a fucking accident. Yeah, he accidentally hit 68 people. Oh, that's some accident. I accidentally got knocked up 8 times and decided to head the baby 8 times. Yeah, yeah, that's an accident. The man I was banging at the time, and I gotta tell you, there's some real desperate men out there. Some broad with 7 kids is getting knocked up for an 8th fucking time. There's some desperate fucking dudes out there. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's 8 accidents. Dudes are banging broads with 7 kids and getting them knocked up an 8th fucking time. You guys need to get some fucking standards. You guys. Banging these older broads and getting them pregnant. You can't do any better? I guess not. So, yeah, a mom forced to use food banks to feed her 8 children after her benefits are cut. So, Mum Marie Buchan? It ain't Buchan. That sounds Asian. Buchan. Kind of sounds like Bukkake. Which I'm sure she's probably been involved in. In Bukkake, that's when a broad gets come on by a bunch of guys that come on her face. Yeah. 8 kids. I would believe that she's done that. I would absolutely positively believe that. Claims her benefits have been cut by around £160 per week because her 2 oldest children are now over the age of 16, leaving her struggling to support her 8 kids. Well, those 2 kids could always get jobs and help pay the bills. Nah, can't do that. Can't have these kids learn responsibility and discipline and the value of a dollar. Then they may not go on to become single mothers themselves. Yeah, okay, sure. So a mom who has been hit by benefit cuts has revealed she's being forced to use food banks to feed her 8 children. Uh-huh. Well, the solution to that would be to not have 8 kids out of wedlock. You could do that or not do that. Nah. I'm a privileged lady. I'm a privileged wayman. I got to be able to have as many fucking kids as I want, and the state must pay for them. Yeah. But you don't need no man, right? Yeah, don't men pay like 85% of the taxes, which go toward paying your social welfare benefits, lady? Seems like you need men. Big time. She claims her benefits have been cut. Oh, her 2 oldest kids aged out of the system. Oh, boo-hoo. Yeah, boo-hoo for you, lady. The 39-year-old from Birmingham said the situation has been a huge struggle. What do you want me to do? Cry you a fucking river? I always find this fascinating. People choose to have kids out of wedlock, and then they bitch and moan and complain when things are hard. Well, you know you're supposed to have kids in wedlock because that's ideal. That's what works best. And because of the devaluation of labor, because women have been encouraged into the workforce, now both parents have to work. Now you need 2 parents, but not just one to stay at home and take care of the kid. No, they both got to go out to work. So the state can raise that child, which was the majority of the point of breaking up the family. So the child would be raised by the state and indoctrinated to be a good, useful, sheeple idiot. And of course, the other part was to double the number of taxpayers. Yeah, it's been a huge struggle. Well, didn't you create that struggle? You created the problem, and now you're complaining that, you know, you're having to face the consequences of said problem. Yeah. 2 of my daughters are over the age of 16 now. 39 with 8 kids. Yeah. Well, she started young. At least there's that. At least some of them will have a decent enough level of IQ to maybe be productive members of society. If their worldviews and characters and personalities and mindsets haven't been destroyed because they were raised by an irresponsible single mommy, 2 of my daughters are over the age of 16 now, so I have had my benefits. Yeah, their benefits are right. You certainly don't deserve them. Like child benefits and tax credit cuts. Murr. Yeah. I'm around 160 pounds per week. Worse off now. You could get another job. You could get a second, third, or fourth job. You could do that. No! That would mean taking accountability and facing the consequences of my actions and actually having to work hard and come home and be exhausted and only get actually 8 hours of sleep before I have to go out to work again. I would barely have enough time to eat a meal and shower. It's so unfair. Okay. Yeah. The consequences to one's actions, having to face that. That's unfair. Ooh, the state should cover me and support me in my bad choices. Yeah. Doesn't that just encourage more bad choice making? Well, apparently it does, 8 fucking times over. It is a struggle, and I have to use food banks just to survive. Yeah, you're surviving, right? Okay, so what? So the food banks are there. You got enough to eat. You got a home. What the fuck you complaining about, yo? I basically live on food banks at the moment. Okay. So what? Well, that's what happens to people who have 8 kids out of wedlock. And 2 of them age out of the system, and you lose benefits. So you gotta use a food bank. It's called reality, sweetheart. You need to toughen up a bit. You have to do what you have to do to survive, and I'm so grateful that I can turn to them. They are a lifesaver for me, and so many other people. The only reason she's doing this Mirror article is so that she can then set up like a fucking crowdfunding campaign and get some people to feel sorry for her. Woe is me! And maybe they'll fucking donate some money. So her children are 20, 18, 16, 15, 13, 10, 11, 8. Boy, you didn't take much time off, did you, sweetheart? So from 8 to 10, yeah, okay. Didn't even take a couple year break, though, because you got to figure it's 9 months of being pregnant. So between the ages of the youngest of 8 and the next one, 10, what did she take? Maybe a year and a handful of months off before she got pregnant again? 10 to 11? Holy shit! She pumped out the 10-year-old and then within a few months was pregnant again. 11 to 13, another year and a few months, 13 to 15. So it seems that only one of them was like less than a year in between. The rest were like a year and some change. 11, 13, 15, 16. Oh, no, she did it again. Only a 3-month break from pregnancy from 15 to 16, then 16 to 18, and then 18 to 20. Jeez, I wonder how many of these are boys. Could you imagine growing up in this household? The amount of estrogen there must be. Seems like there's something in the water. It seems like UK couples have less boys than they do girls. I don't know. Let's see a picture here of just how many of them are boys and girls. Oh, they've blocked out the faces. Oh, geez. The hair. Oh, no. Oh, no. Look at this one. So there she is. So the second from her right. I mean, the second from her left. Excuse me. My right. That's mulatto hair. Mulatto hair. So she imbibed in the big black log.
Jesus Christ.
How many of these children are Oreo cookies? I wonder. Probably more than a few. But I would be willing to bet that they don't all have the same daddy, yo. So, multiple black logs resulted in multiple mulatto babies. Yeah. Wasn't there an explosion of these types of kids in America after slavery ended? Oh, yeah, those former slave-owning women in the South, they couldn't help but imbibe in that black log. Yeah, so there she is. Yeah. Older picture because she saw the baby there. And, we know that her youngest is 8 years old. So that's an old picture. So how many of these are girls? 1, 2 maybe? Maybe 3 at most. So it's mostly boys. Okay. Interesting. I bet that don't make her too happy. Going by the number of failed relationships she's had, I'm guessing she doesn't have a very positive outlook of the male of the species. Yeah, Marie also told Birmingham Live she fears she will never find work due to the tag Octomom she has been given. Why would that stop you from getting work? I don't understand. Where's the stigma? Where's the shame? This is a badge of honor in today's woke, progressive, modern Western society. Single mothers are they're lauded. They're praised as heroes. There's no stigma anymore to being a single mother. In fact, it's the exact opposite. You are stigmatized if you are married and have kids and have a traditional marriage where you take care of your hubby, cook his meals and wash his clothes and clean the house. You all out there have seen that one article where that blonde woman, that stay-at-home mom, talked about how much she loved being a housewife and wife and taking care of her husband and taking care of her kids. She was attacked. She was stigmatized. There is no stigma. In fact, the exact opposite is true. You are lauded and praised as a hero for being a single mama. So why the fuck would having 8 fucking kids out of wedlock and being a single mother 8 times over prove an obstacle to getting a job? That's bullshit. That's just an excuse. That's just you making an excuse so you can stay on permanent fucking welfare and get government cheese for the rest of your fucking life, you lazy cunt, you. She added, unfortunately, I've been given the nickname Octomom. Whose fault is that? Nobody told you to go out there and get in the fucking media and talk to fucking newspapers and bitch and whine and moan and make a fucking spectacle of yourself and let everybody out there know you exist and what your situation is. Nobody told you to do that. That was your choice. Again, of course, I make bad choices. There should be no consequences for those choices. Even though all choices have consequences, good or bad, if they're bad, they shouldn't apply to me and my choices. Oh, I see. Yeah. But women are oppressed. They're not privileged in any way over men. Oh, I see. I have applied for a number of jobs. Employers seem keen at first, but when they realize who I am rejected. Could it be that when they see you have 8 fucking kids and no husband, they realize, number one, that you're a really bad decision maker, you have poor judgment, you're irresponsible, so they may not want to hire you because you're just a very irresponsible person, and B, you got 8 fucking kids. You're not very reliable as an employee. That's 8 kids that could get the sniffles, that could get in a fight in school, that could get suspended from school. Multiple fucking factors of the unknown that could occur with these 8 fucking kids that make you have to go home early. You have too many other commitments for them to want to invest in you as an employee. It's called reality and it makes perfect sense. Oh, that shouldn't apply to me. I'm a single privileged wayman and a single mummy. Who wants you to believe that my position in life is a stigmatized one when actually it's a privileged one? I see. Man, why don't you just get yourself a man, honey? Why don't you get yourself a man? I'm a strong, independent wayman living on welfare. Anyway, she fears she'll never find work. Yeah, I fear I'll never be able to shake the Octomom tag off. I'm sure that's why you can't find work. Not because you're seen as irresponsible and have 8 kids. Which, you know, whether or not you like it, that is something that employers have to take into account. You don't have anybody else to fall back on. If those kids get sick, if there's an emergency, you're out of there because there's no hubby to pick up the slack. Last month, Marie revealed how she receives horrendous online abuse from haters who tell her she is a shit and say they hope she dies. Who? Ah, please. Give me a break. Who's attacking her? Probably 2 people. These people are all snowflakes. These uber feminists are all a bunch of woke SJWs. They can't take criticism. Probably like 2 or 3 people gave her a hard fucking time. Show me the examples of abuse that you've received. I guarantee you she's making a mountain out of a fucking molehill, okay? I guarantee you that the overwhelming majority, 99%+ of online communique that she's received has been positive in nature. Marie said, some of the abuse I receive is just vile. Well, you know, you could stop being on social media. You could do that. No, then I wouldn't be able to shake my little virtual cup. They call me a parasite. Well, ain't you? I mean, technically, you are a parasite. You're feeding off the system. You're not a productive human being. You're living off of other people's graft, honey. Isn't that the fucking definition of a parasite? They call me a shit. They hope I die. Others say I'm a scrounger, and I've had threats of men coming to get me and teach me a lesson. Get the fuck out of here. That's not happening. Maybe happened like once or twice because you probably got into an online fucking troll war with some, keyboard warriors. Get real. Nobody's coming to teach you a lesson, okay? It can be hell at times. It's a hell you've created for yourself. Nobody's forcing you to be on Twitter or Facebook. You don't want to deal with online abuse, don't go online. What do I like? What do I like? Then you're going to have to deal with the abuse. Well, no. I'm privileged. I shouldn't have to deal with abuse. Oh, really? I don't know what people get out of being so horrible, but they must just get sick kicks. Yeah, they couldn't have an actual beef. They couldn't have a problem with a broad who's had 8 kids out of fucking wedlock by the age of 39, who has been leeching off the system for 20 fucking years. They couldn't have a problem with that. Couldn't be that you're irresponsible. And that your behavior, your actions should be stigmatized. Couldn't be that they're annoyed that they have to pay for you and your irresponsibility. And they're rightfully expressing their annoyance. No. It's just abuse. Totally, completely undeserved criticism. It's abuse. It's not criticism. Because there's nothing to criticize. Okay, yeah. Yeah, talk about entitlement. Talk about privilege. It's very hard at times to read that stuff. Then don't read it. And horrible for the children as well. Nobody's forcing them to get online. By the way, what are you letting your kids get on social media for? It's a cesspool. I wouldn't let my kids on social media. They'll get indoctrinated into libtardism. They're not old enough to think for themselves. They go on social media, they end up having other people do their thinking for them, and then they learn a lot of bad, evil shit. Letting your kids surf the internet, go on the computer, and use social media is you abdicating your responsibilities as a parent and letting the computer teach them values and morals and virtues instead of you doing that yourself. Of course, I'm not surprised. You don't seem to have any values or morals or virtues of any actual quality. So I guess it makes sense that you let other people do that for you. Just like you let other people pay your bills and pay for your bad decisions. Oh, but they shouldn't have a problem with having to do that. Oh, no. Great. So there she is in your recent pic. Okay, so a lot more of them were girls than I thought. That earlier picture with the phased out faces. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 girls and 1 boy. What the hell's going on in Britain? What's in the fucking water that is producing mostly fucking girls? This should be 3 or 4 boys, 3 or 4 girls. What the fuck? I think there's something in the water. I think there's some kind of chemical pollutants in the food, in the water, something, because it seems like the majority of fucking waymen in Britain are having other waymen. Where are the fucking men? You got 1 spindly soy boy there in the middle. He's the middle child, the poor kid. Child number 4, it's a boy. Oh man, you imagine growing up in that house with 7 sisters and this uber feminist woke mommy. Oh Lord, Lord have mercy. Future male feminist beta bucks deluxe there. Yeah, it has got to stop. People don't understand the impact on someone who is in the limelight. Woo, put you there. This would be like celebrities complaining about people criticizing them or heaping abuse on them online. Nobody made you be a celebrity. Nobody made you get on Twitter and Facebook and get that little fucking blue check mark. You did that. You put yourself in the limelight, not deal with the consequences. You know, I've lived my whole life without having to deal with the consequences, goddammit. I'm not about to start now. I have contacted the police before due to the threats. Oh, wow. You can do that in Britain, by the way. If you don't like what somebody says to you online, you can contact the cops. And if you're a woman, the cops will actually do something about it. Either a woman or a tranny, somebody who believes the leftist narrative, then the cops will act. Now, of course, if you have a complaint about somebody attacking you and you're a conservative, no. They won't do anything. So Marie lives in a housing association property. Roughly translated, that I believe means free rent or very, very heavily reduced rent. Like you're paying a token amount at most. She's currently on benefits, but is looking for work and has been on several courses. Well, what the fuck is she learning? When they say on several courses, that means she's attending training classes, attending courses to learn skills, marketable skills. You still can't find a job. I would guess you're probably not looking very hard, honey. Okay. And I don't blame anybody for not wanting to hire her. I mean, Jesus Christ, she's got a tremendous chip on her shoulder and a tremendous sense of fucking entitlement. And she's irresponsible to boot and has 8 kids. Who the fuck wants to hire her? How much can she commit to her job? Not too much. Even if she didn't have the kids, I wouldn't hire her. With this kind of fucking entitlement, most modern women. But generally not to this extent. 8 fucking kids? And she thinks everybody else should take care of her? Back in January, most modern women. Okay. Anyway, back in January, Marie revealed she had been isolating at home with the coronavirus. Good excuse to not go out and look for a job when she became extremely ill and was hospitalized. Extremely ill with what? An ambulance was sent to her home, and the mom was taken to Queen Elizabeth Hospital, where she has been placed on a drip. She told how she thought she was going to die as she coughed up blood. Yeah, that's not good. And suffered coughing fits, but fortunately came through. What the hell did she have? They're not saying what it was. It's not coronavirus, because if it was coronavirus, they would be telling us. So what was it? What makes you cough up blood? Probably had an ulcer. From all the hyper-fucking-ventilating and stress of dealing with these detractors. How dare these people criticize me? I'm a single mama! I'm supposed to be privileged above everybody else! How dare they critique me? Oh. Stomach's bleeding, coughing up blood as an ulcer. From all the stress that's self-induced. Great. Woo! Might have been the best thing to happen to her. Might have been the best thing to happen to her kids if she croaked. Then they might end up in foster care. Couldn't be any worse. Well, yeah, a lot of kids that end up in foster care do get sexually abused. So maybe that would be worse. I don't know. They might get lucky and find somebody who's actually responsible. It makes good choices. And then those people could raise these kids. Instead of her. Holy shit. Might be a roll of the dice if she died as to whether or not they would find good foster homes. But it might be a worthy, worthwhile dice rolling, because this broad is about the worst mom out there. So there you go. She even got the crazy eyes. Look at his eyes. Ooh, wow. Oh, there you go. How dare you cut my benefits? Look at me in this pic. I'm about to cry. Give me money. So there you go. There you go. This woman is the epitome of most single moms. Extremely irresponsible, poor judgment to the max, and expects you, the rest of society, to pick up the slack for her bad choices. Yeah. So, let me know what you think of the comment section. Is she a victim? Is she being treated poorly? Is she being treated unfairly? Are people who are criticizing her evil monsters who should be punished with jail time? Or are they perfectly right and just in their critique of her because she's a big, giant, fucking parasite leech? User. Irresponsible scumbag. Let me know what you think in the comment section, and please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And if you really like and appreciate my content, you might want to go check out my website, TheRealistPhilosopher.com. That is TheRealistPhilosopher.com, and consider making a donation. I really use your support.